Audio Go presents Reckless Endangerment, number 10 in the Butch Karp and Marlene Ciampi series by Robert K. Tannenbaum. This book is read by Traber Burns.
To the ones I love, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. Chapter 1. He thought he would get more pleasure from killing the Jews. Not that he was actually doing it for pleasure. No, it was a necessary act, a political act. He knew that. Still, he had expected to feel something more. It had been too much like killing chickens in the street outside the shanty in Gaza. Mahmoud seemed much more excited, dancing around the little establishment on the tips of his toes and waving his knife, although he hadn't used it all that much when the Jews were alive. Ali had not come into the shop at all, which was correct, because his post was to stand lookout in the doorway.
"We should write a slogan," said Mahmoud. "You should write one. Death to the Jews. Write it in the blood."
"It is difficult to write in blood," said Yusuf chidingly, "and also incorrect." He used the Arabic phrase Alil el-Adab, which means shockingly indecent. "Only sex criminals write in blood. I will write in marker." He drew a large green magic marker out of the side pocket of his field jacket and wrote the graceful Arabic letters on the mirror that ran the length of the shop, right above the corpses. Then he looked down at them. The woman was lying across her husband's chest, face down. The back of her tan raincoat was dark, brown-red with blood, as was her hair, which had been white and done up in a neat bun. The man's face was covered with blood, too.